morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network, checking agricultural news up next.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the wheat breeding efforts of Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission says that Dr. Carver is not only breeding wheat that yields well, but also has the in-use characteristics that millers and bakers want.
You know, if we have a lot of wheat that the miller and baker does not want, it really doesn't bode well for the farmer. And so we are focusing on those issues as we move forward. Certainly, there are some research programs out there that have put out some varieties that may not have been or had the best characteristics for milling and baking standards from that the industry would be looking for, both in the domestic and international market.
Schulte says in the Pacific Northwest, wheat breeders have offered wheat varieties to growers that have strong milling and baking characteristics, and growers have been rewarded with price premiums for growing those varieties.
And as we move forward, I think that that's going to be a key component that we focus on here with the varieties that are coming out of Oklahoma State University.
To learn more, go to okwheat.org.
Crop ratings continue to drop this week, according to the USDA, which released its latest crop progress report on Monday. Nationally, the condition of the U.S. corn crop has fallen, now rating at 62% good to excellent, compared to the 64% just a week ago. The U.S. soybean condition slipped also from last week at 61%, now rated at 57% good to excellent. The winter wheat harvest continues in the north and nationally is at 84% complete. In Oklahoma, corn silking has reached 64%, down 14 points from normal. In Kansas, silking is behind its average of 83% at 72% this week. And Texas leads the three states in silking at 74%. Soybeans are blooming in both Oklahoma and Kansas at 24% and 61% respectively. Setting pods in these states has reached 12% and 15% respectively. Sorghum crops in all three states, though, are heading. In Oklahoma, sorghum is at 36% headed, on par with the average and just below this time last year by 1. Kansas is at 11%, underperforming compared to last year's 25% at this time, and the average of 14. In Texas, though, sorghum is 79% headed, right in line with the historical data. Cotton conditions, though, across the plains have managed to maintain their scores from the previous report over this past week. In Oklahoma, cotton's condition is rated at 77% good to excellent, 18 fair, and 5% poor to very poor. In Kansas, cotton is rated 68 good to excellent, 27 fair, and 5 poor to very poor. And finally, in Texas, cotton is rated at 45% good to excellent, 40 fair, and 15% poor to very poor. Lastly, pasture and rangeland rates for the U.S. have continued to decline since last week, now at 8% very poor, 14 poor, 32 fair, 40 good, and 6 excellent. Oklahoma is rated at 47 good to excellent, 45 fair, and 8% poor to very poor. Kansas is at 64% good to excellent, with 30 fair and 6% poor to very poor. Texas is at 41 good to excellent, with 41 fair and 18% poor to very poor. And at 75 and 73% poor to very poor, respectively, North and South Dakota are still limping along at the bottom of the scale nationally, with Montana close behind at 56% poor to very poor. Conditions have worsened in these states to the point that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is now offering more relief for farmers dealing with drought in those three states. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue is authorizing the use of additional Conservation Reserve Program lands for emergency grazing and haying. Secretary Perdue is allowing the emergency action in parts of Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota that have reached severe drought level or greater. This includes counties with any part of their border located within 150 miles of authorized counties within the three states and may extend into neighboring states. You got farm news on Ron.
The John Deere 5E Series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor. And if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering 73117 residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions as exclusions and limitations apply.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.